Amen. Now I want to talk about the second thing God has called us to do. If you would turn with me to the book of Matthew 28, verse 19 through 20, barely familiar portion of scripture. Amen. The Bible reads, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit," verse 20, "and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of age." Amen. Brings me to my next point. The second thing God has called us to do is to go out there and make disciples of people to his kingdom. Amen. You know, once people get saved and they start coming to church and they start believing in God, you know, now it's up to us to go and disciple them. Amen. You know, God, he loves us so much, he don't want us to stay the same. Amen. You know, we gotta do our part in discipling people and helping them learn how to pray and learn how to read God's word and learn how to get a hold of God. Amen. God's plan is for all men to come to a knowledge of truth. Amen. And be discipled. But that plan can't come to pass if we, the believers, is not doing our part. Can I get an amen, somebody? See, Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene was called to the city of Milwaukee. Amen. And they is called to take the city, but they can't take the city by themselves. Amen. There's a lot of things that take place in this world, and I believe a lot of people, they're looking for answers. Amen. See, the war on drugs, there's a lot of racism going on, cop killing, all type of things that's going on, and it's up to us to bring the answer to the world. Can I get an amen, somebody? You know, in order for the world to get its answer, it's going to take people like you and me to step up and answer the call of God. Can I get an amen, somebody? That brings me to my next point. You know we are called, and God has saved us with purpose. Amen. But, you know, too many times, a lot of Christians, we allow things of the world to keep us from answering the call that God has upon our lives. Amen. You know, there's nothing wrong with going to work. Of course, the Bible says a man no work and a man no eat, but we can't get caught up in working and doing our thing. Can I get an amen, somebody? You know, there's family members that we have. There's people in our neighborhoods that's lost and bound. And God, and we know that Jesus is the answer. Amen. And we got to do our part as the church to go out there and bring the hope that the city needs. Amen. If you could turn to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 4. I'm going to read this portion of scripture from the New Living Translation. The Bible reads, "Soldiers, don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life, for they cannot please the officer who enlists them." Amen. This brings me to a next point. When we get caught up in the things of the world, we cannot please God. Amen. Which means God is going to be hindered from doing the work that he decided to do within our city, within our family's life, within the world. Can I get an amen, somebody? When we hinder God from doing his work, souls can't be saved. Souls can't be delivered and set free if we, the church, is not allowing God to use our life as that vessel that he wants us to be used. Amen? See, we must not allow the things of the world to get us from discipling people. Come on, somebody. Preaching the word of God. Sharing our testimony with people on a daily basis. Amen? And I'd be the first one to admit, you know, sometimes I allow things to get me caught up from witnessing to people. There's times that I let people go past me and I don't say anything to them. You know, and then I have to check myself at the end of the day and say, man, that soul could be, that soul last day, they living on earth, amen. And we got to watch it. We got to examine ourselves. We got to be careful that we don't allow the things of this world to catch us up and keep us from doing what God has called us to do, which is to witness to people, which is the message of hope of Jesus Christ, amen. The leadership, we was reading a book. It's called The 21 Indispensable Qualities of a Leader. It's written by John Maxwell. Very powerful book. And each chapter, it talks about a different subject. Like one chapter will talk about discernment, and another chapter will talk about another subject. In chapter 8, it talks about the subject of focus. Amen. And in that chapter, it talked about the famous baseball player, Tony Glenn. For those I know that know baseball, I know y'all know who he is. You know, and he's a very famous, he was one of the best pitchers in the history of Major League Baseball. Amen. And in the book, it was talking about how he became that great pitcher. You know, he focused on his craft. He focused on becoming that great pitcher by studying tapes and reading books and surrounding himself around other batters that was good, just like he was. And the point that it was making is that when we want to do something, when we want to become great at something, we have to focus ourselves on doing that, on becoming that great thing, whether it may be a pitcher or a hitter for baseball or a saxophone player, wherever it may be. We have to learn how to focus ourselves on that specific thing so that we can become that great, whatever you want to be at. Amen? Which brings me to my next point. See, we Christians must be just like 20 grand when it comes to answering the call. Can I get an amen, somebody? See, we have to learn how to truly be focused on the things of God. Amen? I know for myself, sometimes I could get drifted away from discipling people and making follow-up calls and, you know, going out my way to do what God has called me to do, but we got to become people that's truly focused. Can I get an amen, somebody? It's real easy to get off focus and off track. Come on, somebody. But we got to train ourselves to become truly focused on witnessing on a daily basis. We got to purposely train ourselves to be focused on studying the Word of God and changing and growing and becoming the man and woman you forgot that God wants to be. Can I get an amen, somebody? But if our priorities and what we focus on in life doesn't line up with God's plan for our lives, it's going to be kind of hard to answer the call that God has upon our lives. Can I get an amen, somebody? You know, we're living in the end times world, and I truly believe that. You know, at first, I used to think just people just saying that. But you look in the Bible and see, look in the news and look at things what's taking place. I really believe we are living in the last days. Amen. There's so much things that's taking place in the world. You know, we got constant police killings taking place all over the world. The thing that took place on the north side, the shootings and the burnings. Now, recently I was looking at the news online, and I was reading about schools in Tallahassee, Florida, where they sending letters to student parents home with them to opt out with the Pledge of Allegiance. There's a atheist group out there that's trying to come against that, and they've been sending letters out there to all the superintendents in the schools out there in Florida, telling them that, you know, to follow the laws, that they if kids don't want to stand up and please say the Pledge of Allegiance, they don't have to. Amen. Also, I was looking at the news early in the week, and Philippines, there's a lot of things that's taking place. There's a real heavy war on drugs out there. You know, they recently elected a new president. And since he's been in office over just a little over a month, they say over 1,900 people has been killed. 36 people in one day is being killed since this new president has come into office. His name is Rodrigo Duterte. You know, he came into office. He'd only been there a month and a half. And all these killings that's taking place, you know, and it's sad. You know, I was reading that story about him, and they were saying that he said that those people that drug addicts and drug dealers, they don't mean nothing to them. You don't kill them, pretty much. They worthless to them. So he just feels, he thinks that's best for them to kill all the drug addicts and all the drug dealers and all the scum of the earth and so that they can have peace. And you know, that's cold, you know. And I say that to bring me to my next point. The need for us to answer the call of God is great. Can I get an amen, somebody? You know, there's a devil is at work. He's really at work. You know, there's a lot of things that's taking place within us locally, internationally, you know, within the United States. And it's really time for us to take our stand and answer the call. Can I get an amen, somebody? And we're talking about my third point. God doesn't call perfect people to serve him. Amen. You know, when it comes to answering the call of God and serving God, you know, sometimes we can see ourselves incorrectly. You know, I heard it from young people. They say that they feel like they don't qualify to go behind a pulpit and open up a service or preach the Word of God. And they feel like they're not saved enough, or they feel like they're not gifted enough or not worthy, pretty much. You know, but I want to let you all know that's a lie from the pit of hell this evening. Can I get an amen, somebody? God doesn't look at the gifts. He don't care about it be perfect. He don't want a perfect vessel. He wants a willing vessel. He wants someone that's willing and that's open to his call. Can I get an amen, somebody? If you could turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 20. This scripture right here proves that God doesn't call perfect people to serve him. Amen. The Bible reads, "There is not a righteous person on earth who always does good and never sins." Amen. See, God doesn't expect us to be perfect people. And that's the case. None of us will be here tonight. Can I get an amen, somebody? You know, but God says that if you are willing to serve me, if you are open and you allow me to be in control of my life, I could use you. Amen. Look at Peter and Moses' life. Both of them guys were far from perfect. Amen. Peter denied Jesus. You know, he cut off the ear of the centurion before Jesus went to get crucified at the cross. And Moses, he was a murderer at one point in time. Amen. But both of those men ended up doing powerful things for God. Can I get an amen, somebody? Which brings me to my next point. God doesn't call to qualify. God qualifies to call. Amen. Now I want to talk about my fourth and last point. Blessings come when we answer the call. Amen. If you could turn with me to the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 19. We know serving God is by far the most hardest thing that we could do as humans. Amen. But it's also by far the greatest thing that we could do. Can I get an amen, somebody? You know, and by serving God and answering the call, we reap great blessings. Amen. We could look at Pastor Charlie and Sister Arlene, for example. We also look at Pastor Jamie as well and Sister Tammy, you know. When we answer the call of God, God will bless us, and he will not only bless us, he will bless us abundantly as well. Amen, somebody. In the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 19, the Bible reads, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." Amen. I know this scripture is true. God will meet all our needs and then some. Amen. You know, I got a praise report. You know, I've been saved now for 6 years, and you know, I've been busting it pretty much for all that time. And recently, you know, I've been blessed with a car. Amen. You know, yeah, give the Lord a hand of praise. Come on, somebody. Finally. Amen. You know, but, you know, and it's crazy because Pastor Jamie, I think it was last week, Wednesday, when he took up the offering, he had said that God will bless us to the point where he'll blow our minds. And that blows my mind because I'm buying the car for him, but I don't have the money to give it to him. You know, and he went and brought another car for himself, and he allowed me to have that car because he knew eventually I'm going to buy it. Amen. And also, you know, God is blessing me with another job, with a good-paying job, you know. For most of y'all know that God gave me the privilege to run the discipleship home they would have. And, you know, with that comes sacrifice, you know. We had to be up a certain time in the morning to pray and things of that nature. So, you know, with that said, the start time of my job has to line up with that. And, you know, a lot of y'all don't know I'm in the transportation field. And for those that know a lot about that field, a lot of drivers, like bus drivers and truck drivers, they work early mornings. And, you know, with me being able to not be able to start work until at least 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, that limits me to being able to have those type of jobs. And, you know, I was offered a job when the company starting off at $16 an hour, but, you know, I had to let it go because of the start time. And actually, I had two offers. One was almost $17 an hour, too, and I had to let that go because of, you know, my commitment that I made to God. And I say all that to say that, you know, God, like you said in the scripture, he will meet all my needs and he will bless us. Just last week, I was at an interview. I was leaving from an interview, and I was going to my car, and I was just, you know, looking through my phone to see if I missed any calls. And there was a guy that was next door, you know, and he was standing outside. I don't know what he was doing. He looked kind of creepy, and I'm like, what are you on? But I ain't paying no mind. And next thing you know, he walked up to the car and he was just talking to me, and he asked me, did I have a job? Was I looking for a job? And I said, yeah, I am. And he told me about a couple of places that were hiring. Then he told me about a lady that was next door. She was working at FedEx and she was delivering packages. And he told me that he know her and that she have a lot of job leads. So talked to her. And to make a long story short, I talked to her, and the company that she's working for, they are a contract through FedEx. They hiring. They're looking for drivers. And the position is perfect. It's Tuesday through Saturday. You know, start time. I can start 7:30, 8 o'clock, whenever I choose to. And I say all that to say that when we answer the call of God, God will bless us abundantly. Can I get an amen, somebody? You know, I admit I was kind of bummed out. I'm like, man, I wanted that job. But, you know, God's in control, so praise the Lord. And I wanted me thinking about going to FedEx to work for them. And it's crazy how God puts people in our paths, you know, and it all lines up. You know, it's crazy that not only is a good paying job, you know, it won't hinder me from coming to church, and you know, it's just a blessing, you know. And I say that to say that when we answer the call of God, God will bless us, amen. And God knows what we need. God knows that, and he's always willing and able to provide, amen. Brings me to my last point. When we answer the call, God will bless our lives, amen. You know, he will not only bless us financially, he will also bless us salvation for our loved ones. Come on, somebody. He'll bless us with health. He'll bless us with so much that we can imagine. Amen. Short message tonight. Amen. You know, like I said, the time is now to answer the call of God. You know, God is calling us to take our stand and to be a vessel that he could use in this anti-world. Amen. You know, we learned tonight that we are called by God. We also know now what God has called us to do. We also have an understanding that God doesn't call us to be perfect as well. And last but not least, God will bless us when we answer the call. Amen. See, tonight I hope that we all got something from tonight's message. You know, we need to really, for us, I believe some people that's here tonight that's been coming to church years upon years, and I believe you're not serving. You know, the time is now to really step up and answer the call. Amen. You know, God needs us. You know, Pastor Charlie needs us. You know, they can't take the city of Milwaukee by themselves. Amen. You know, we need ushers. We need greeters. We need people within our game ministry to rise up and take their stand. And, you know, and God wants to bring truth. He wants to bring hope into the city, but it's not going to happen if us, the church, don't take our stand and do what God has called us to do. Kind of get an amen, somebody. You know, the Bible tells us that tomorrow's not promised. And it's going to be people that, unfortunately, they're going to leave earth tomorrow or whenever, and they're not going to know who Jesus is. They're not going to be saved. And unfortunately, they're going to be going to spend an eternal life in hell, a place that God didn't create for us to be at. Amen. That's why it's very important that we become men of God, women of God, and youth of God that are truly focused on the things of God. Amen. You know, it's a privilege and an honor to serve God. Amen. Pastor Jamie said, I wasn't seeking God. You know, when I came to the home, I had a plan. My vision was to get my commercial driving license, get off the drugs, get me a girl, and go about my life. But see, God had a plan for my life. Amen. And I'm so grateful that God saved me and he set me free because I'm able to live a life that's peaceful. Amen. I have a purpose in my life, and it's just an amazing thing. Amen. If the keyboard can make its way, keyboard player can make its way, excuse me. You know, the Bible tells us that we must not just be a hearer of the word, but we must also be doers of the word. Amen. God doesn't care about our age. He doesn't care about what background we come from. All he cares about is our hearts. He wants a willing vessel. Amen. And I believe there's some people that's here tonight, you know, that's not saved and that hasn't responded to the call of God. You know, God has brought us all here for a reason. You know, if we could stand to our feet. If it wasn't for people that went before us that lived the way that God wanted to live, I don't know where we'd be at this evening. Amen. All the way from Pastor Sonny and Sister Julie, all the way down to our leaders that were here at our local church. Amen. We'll make an altar call this evening. You know, I believe there's something here tonight that hasn't stepped up to the plate. And I believe you know that God has called you, that he's brought you here, and he has a plan for your life. And you know, I believe that you know, for whatever reason that you haven't responded to the call. And I want to open up the altars. And now, if you're here tonight and you say, you know what, you haven't responded to the call of God, but you're ready and you want to respond to the call, the altars are open. You know, the Bible tells us that there is not a righteous person on earth who always does good and never sins, which means none of us is perfect. We all gone far short, the Bible says. I fall short daily. Amen. But God saw fit for me to be here tonight. You know, he doesn't care about our shortcomings. He wants willing vessels. Amen. So I'm going to open up the altar tonight. And if you're here tonight and you say you want to answer the call of God and you want to serve God with all your life, the altar's open tonight.